Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned into Anointed Sounds Radio, the station bringing you the hits and much, much more with your girl Elena Sanders. What's up, family? Let me tell you, I have the best time at the Verizon Wireless How Sweet the Sound Gospel Choir competition that was held in Atlanta on September 15th. Now, it was the regional area. It was Atlanta choirs and I believe some of the surrounding states, showcasing small and large choirs, churches. I mean, it was off the chain. It was hosted by none other than producer of the year, producer of the decade, producer of the century, Donna Lawrence. Now, how many songs this man has written that's been on top of the charts? I can't even count on one hand or on both of my hands. It was judged by Coco Brother, we know him in Atlanta, Hezekiah Walker, Marvin Sapp, Neverland Made, you know, choirs were actually singing these guys' songs right in front of them and being judged. Man, that's faith. If that's not nothing else, that is some faith and some courage. That's everything. And I'm telling you, it was a blast. I had the awesome opportunity to interview the choirs, behind the scenes, the directors, the people that were over the Verizon Wireless event who put this on, the VPs and so forth. I mean, thanks to Verizon Wireless for putting this on. I'm telling you, people were, on a Monday night, were giving reverence to God. Now, we give reverence to God every day, but actually going to a location and it's for God. We know it was a competition, but let me tell you, there was some anointing in that building. It was not only the competition that was going on. Souls were being saved. People was praising and worshiping on Monday, and we used to do it every day. Usually on Monday, we're getting ready for the next day. We usually, every church used to dedicate that Wednesday for that Wednesday night Bible service. We know that. So I'm just telling you, it was just awesome. It was off the chain. Now, my first interview was with James Jackson in Atlanta Praise. Now, backstage where I was, there's a holding area for the choirs. I mean, these choirs were ready. It was serious. They were ready. They were competing for thousands of dollars for their churches to help them out, their choirs, whatever they needed to do with the church. They even had makeup artists and hairstyles. Now, they wanted to be ready for television. They wanted to look good when they came out there in the stage at Phillips Arena. Thousands of people came out. Now, James Jackson, Atlanta Praise, let me tell you something about this choir. One of the girls I went to high school with, one of the young ladies I went to high school with, is in his choir. So interviewing him was a blast, along with all the other choirs. But one special thing about James, when I interviewed him, you know, he was sitting in the back. Now, big up to Verizon Wireless and the food they had back there with the choirs, because James was grubbing on his food, and I was like, man, the Verizon Wireless just set it up. But James claimed this title, the money, everything from the beginning. He had the faith. He said, all you have to do is have the faith the size of a mustard seed. You have to believe it, to receive it, to achieve it, and all that great stuff that God has given us the power to just claim things. Now, James said to me, just tell them, go ahead and write out my check, because I already claimed this event. This is mine. This is ours. This is James Jackson, Atlanta Praise. And, you know, it was just awesome. He was a great guy just to have the opportunity to interview. Now, that's why I don't want you to go anywhere, because I want you to find out in the end, did James actually win this event? We're going to tell you how powerful faith is when you just believe. So just make sure you stay tuned and don't go anywhere. To James Jackson, Atlanta Praise.
Tune into Anointed Sounds Radio, the station bringing you the hits and much, much more with your girl Elena Sanders. And I'm at How Sweet the Sound Choir Gospel Competition with all this great stuff. And I have with me James Jackson and Atlanta Praise. What's up?
How you doing
today? I am doing fine. Can you tell me what sparked you to enter this competition?
You know, I'm always entering the choir and anything that comes on TV. So, you know, I entered one of our videos, and it made it right on through, and God blessed it, and that's why we're here today.
All right. So, what do you think, what brought you guys over to be one of the choirs that's presented today? Out of all the thousands of choirs that submitted, what do you think was that special part about your ministry?
I think in judging, the judges look for not only anointing that
Amen.
Carries us far, via video or via audio. And I think that's looking for the anointing and the power.
Amen.
Much it.
So what is a project that's coming up big eyes? What do we see next for James Jackson Atlanta Praise after Hot People Sound? You know, we hopefully you guys will win that great money to help you
of
see what
course.
You do.
Well, you know, while we're talking about that great money, they might as well go ahead and write the check now.
All right, yeah. I know that's right.
But other than that, we are preparing for the Gospel Choice Awards. We're up for Choir of the Year.
Okay, great.
And we're up for Duo Group of the Year.
Amen.
That's September 29th at the Georgia World Congress Center.
Yes.
And then October 4th, we're in concert with Canton Jones at the Greenbrier Mall at 4 o'clock.
Okay.
And then at 5 o'clock, we won the Sickle Cell Choir Competition Contest.
All right.
So they're having a city launch party, and we're in concert with Ruben Sutter.
Wow.
And Lisa Monica and Stephen King. October 4th.
If someone wants to get in contact with your choir to have them come out to your ministry or do things for them, how will they be able to get in contact with you?
They can go to via email at atlpraise@yahoo.com, or the phone number is 678-887-1291.
Now, fellow listening audience, what do we prepare to see tonight?
We prepare to see a good old foot thumping shouting time.
All right.
Folks just, you know, come with it. And all the choirs are coming with it tonight with the performance. But during the sound check, folks were just really giving God praise during the sound check. And so I think we're in for a treat, not just the competition, but I think there's going to be some power going on up in the house.
Amen.
Yeah.
So it's glad to see it's not about just the competition,
not
it's
just
also
about
giving reverence to God.
Correct.
Amen.
Correct.
Well, thank you so much, and thank you, listening audience, tuning to Anointed Sounds Radio with James Jackson and Anointed Praise. Atlanta Praise.
Atlanta Praise.
Get it right. Say it for me now. Say it.
Atlanta Anointed. You know, they call us all kind of names, but we are Atlanta Praise Ministry.
There you go, family. You heard it with your own ear. James Jackson and Atlanta Praise claiming the victory. Now, that's why you can't go anywhere, because you have to hear or see if they were victorious at the end. You're going to see how powerful faith works. When you just claim it and you know it's yours, how powerful that can be. So you cannot go anywhere. Now, I was moving along. I was just doing my stroll, you know. Thank you. You, Verizon Wireless, for giving us the opportunity to just roam around. We had our little nice media passes, so we were able to do some things. And I moved on to some different choirs. Now, let me give you a little bit more information about this. Verizon Wireless kind of broke the choirs up a little bit. They have the smaller choirs and the large choirs. Now, the small choirs consist of those members from 6 to 35. And then you have the larger choirs who were the size of 36 individuals to 100. So they can compete, but we want to make sure it's fair. So I love that idea. Thank you, Verizon Wallace, for that, because, you know, we want to make sure it's fair and that everybody had the opportunity to compete for these big dollars that we're actually competing for. So when I moved on to a larger choir. Now, I put them on the spot a little bit. I said, okay, I want to see if what y'all bring to the table. Now, you made it to the top four. Now, that's a victory in itself. That's all the choirs there were victorious, because they actually made it to the top four, and they were competing against all these churches who submitted their tapes. And you're going to hear from the organizers of this event on how they actually select those choirs, and they made it to that night to compete. So thank you so much, Enid Church. Kevin Stiles, director out of College Park, Georgia. I mean, all the choirs were phenomenal. They had on their red suits. Enid was just clean. The women had on these red style. I'm not a designer, so I'm just going to try to give you a visualization of what they had on. The ladies had on their red double-breasted suits, satin lining, you know. That's all I can do. I'm not a stylist designer. I'm not a seamstress. So I just wanted you to know what you were missing if you were not in the building. But thank you so much. Did you hear what I was talking about? He only used six people to sing that song for me. So I was like, if all 35 of you get together, what in the world do you guys sound like? But I actually heard it. So you had to be there to hear it. So I'm sorry I don't have the sound bite for you. Hopefully Verizon while selling the DVD or the tape, you can hear it. But I mean, they were phenomenal. While I was strolling, you know, I was leaving out of the choir room, the area where they were holding choirs, and I was just walking back, getting ready for the show, because I think it was like 10 minutes before the show was going to start, 15 minutes, so around that time. So I wanted to make sure I got my seat together, you know, my good seat, so I could just actually watch the show, and I ran into none other, Diva herself, Ann Nesby. I call her Patti LaBelle lookalike because I could have sworn their sisters. Somebody down the line and tell them something. But anyway, Ann Nesby was decked out. I mean, this outfit, she was complimenting me on my suit. I said, sister girl, did you look in the mirror? Hair was this, I mean, she's a beautiful lady, beautiful spirit. Not only is she beautiful on the outside, her spirit on the inside, very anointed. You know, you love speaking to people that really preach or minister or always what they minister or preach about or talk about. And it was awesome talking to her. I got a chance to learn some more information about Ann Nesby. You know, we all know her from Sound of Blackness. I believe. You know, I'm going to try to sing that little song, but, you know, Ann got it better than I do. But she actually came from Donald Lawrence camp. That's where she was discovered, from Donald Lawrence's camp. So check out the interview with Ann Nesby, and she's going to tell you how she came about as far as the Tagasmis before she came with Sound of Blackness. She was there to support Donald Lawrence in an event because he was the host of the event, as I said, mentioned earlier. So just check out what Ann Nesby had to say. Don't go anywhere because we got more to come.
Hey, we're here at House with the Bounce with Ann Nesby today. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, folks.
And tell me, why are you coming out today?
I came out tonight to support with a Donald Lawrence. I actually came through Donald Lawrence's camp. I started out, I did my first professional Broadway show with Donald Lawrence, the show Sing Hallelujah. And after that, I came through with Donald writing songs for me, singing in the Gospel of the Worship of America, singing Donald's songs. And that's how, after that time, I got my break with Sounds of Blackness.
I remember that.
And that's when I went to Sounds of Blackness and met up with Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis after that. So tonight, I'm out here to support my brother in one of his biggest events, apart from his wonderful group with Tri-City. But to hear great gospel music and to hear the greatest choir in the country take the platform and just to support all the wonderful singers that are coming along, because I love listening to great artists and especially those that love the Lord.
And Ann, we love you. I mean, it was just a blessing to talk to Ann Nesby. You could hear the sincerity in her voice. It's just wonderful to talk to positive people in the industry. I mean, wow. But as I was still strolling along, trying to see what's going on behind the stage before I actually make it to my wonderful seat that I sat in, I interviewed Krista and Karen, who were the event coordinators for the event, actually the VP of Customer Service, and they actually helped put this event on from Verizon around the company themselves. So stay tuned, don't go anywhere. You're going to actually hear why they put this event on, what nonprofit organization are actually sponsoring to help out, to provide some funding, to provide some cell phones for the event, and also where you can send your unwanted cell phone. So those who have cell phones from 1990 and 1985 just sitting around, you know, the bag phone that you had for back in the day that you can carry on your shoulder, you can actually donate that for a cause. So make sure you stay tuned and hear all the information. I'll be back. Don't go anywhere after this interview.
You're tuned into Anointed Sounds Radio Station, bringing the hits and much, much more. I'm at the Verizon Wireless How Sweet the Sound event with Karen and Krista from Verizon Wireless. How are you ladies doing today?
Very good.
All right. Now, can you tell me what was the purpose of putting this event on tonight?
Well, we first launched this program in Memphis, and it was received so well by the community. It went over in such a way that we felt very, very fortunate to be able to tap into the community at such a local level. Mm-hmm. So we were able to bring it here to Atlanta and across 11 different cities across the nation and really reach out to the gospel community and celebrate all the things that this music inspires us to believe in and look forward to.
Now, can you tell the listening audience what was the process and how you actually got to tonight?
Well, there was a series of entries, and local church choirs, small, medium, and large, were able to sign up, and they went through auditions. And,
and actually, they submitted content online. They sent in a tape. They sent in application, and then there was actually online voting. And then some of our judges, Lawrence, Marvin Sapp, they did some judging of the initial applications, and that's how we came to the final eight that are coming tonight.
Now, with all that singing, you said a lot. How many submissions do you think probably from the choirs, especially here in Atlanta? There's so many churches in Atlanta. How did y'all actually get down to the final wire?
Well, we were getting submissions up until the deadline.
Wow.
And really even past. So cutting it off, it helped us somewhat.
Wow.
But, you know, we had a team that was standing ready to really view the applications from all over the country. So it was a lot, but we narrowed it down, and we have, you know, there was a lot of competition here.
Now, there's a nonprofit organization that you guys are actually sponsoring or promoting through this event. Can you tell them a little bit about that, the donation of the cell phones, and what's that all about?
Well, we have our program Hope Line, and jump in wherever you want. We have our program Hope Line, and what that is focused on is domestic violence awareness and prevention. It is our national focus area for the entire company. So we collect no longer used wireless equipment, and we really turn that into lifelines and financial grants for agencies, survivors, law enforcement that are working to put an end to domestic violence in our communities across the country.
Awesome.
And phones can be turned in at any Verizon Wireless location from any provider, regardless of condition. We go through them, make sure that we deem them that we can reuse them or we recycle them responsibly, obviously. So
with there being so many nonprofit organizations out there and so many events, what made you want to choose domestic violence for this event?
Well, it's not just for this event.
Okay.
It is for
Verizon.
Our company,
okay.
Verizon Wireless, our name, and it's really for a couple of reasons. One, communication is so vital when you're trying to leave a situation like that. It's often one of the first things that's, you know, taken away. So we wanted to, you know, our technology lends itself to that,
right,
to giving people communication. Two, it is pervasive in our communities, and the more we can raise awareness of it, because, you know, statistically, 1 in 4 women will experience violence in their lifetime. If you look at a company like Verizon Wireless, we have over 70,000 employees. So somewhere, sometime every day, we are dealing with this. So it not only impacts our company, it impacts our communities, it impacts our families, you know, and we have, you know, we have a tool that can help. So, you know, that's why we've been in it, and that's why it continues to be our focus area for more than 10 years now.
Awesome. And ladies, thank you so much for your time. And my last question, what is the audience expecting to see tonight?
They're expecting to see a wonderful lineup of talented local choirs from our churches in this community, celebrating something that is so important to all of us from a gospel inspiration, and we should look forward to a lot of talent.
Thank you so much for your time, and thank you for tuning to Anointed Sounds Radio Station, bringing you the hits and much, much more. Signing out.
Thank you, Krista and Karen, for providing us with the detailed information on how Sweet the Sound got started, and the nonprofit organization that they're sponsoring, I'm telling you, it's a blessing. If you have cell phones just lingering around your house that you're not using, I know you do. Your kids probably playing with them from back in the day. So just go and stop by any Verizon Wireless location and drop them off. I know I have many just laying around the house, you know. So just go ahead and drop them off, because it's going to be a blessing to someone that really needs it, someone who really needs to contact 911 information, emergency, and they need it. It's going to be a blessing for them. So we need to help stop domestic violence, which is one of the causes that we're actually sponsoring. So make sure you do that. Moving along towards the evening, it was about to draw near, and we were going to find out who was the winner for the evening. Now, at this point, Ricky Dillard took over, because Della Lawrence Hezekiah Walker and Marvin Sapp were going to the back to get ready for their performance. They were performing together. Not only did they perform individually, all three of them, but they performed together as well. So we know it was going to be phenomenal. So, Ricky Dillard asked, take out our cell phone. We're about to vote for, this is the audience participation part, we're about to vote for the VCAS People's Choice Award. Now, the choir that was selected that will win this portion based on the audience, we text our favorite choir. They roll back some of the footage so we could see, you know, which choir we like, and they had a number for each choir for us to text, you know, our favorite choir. So the choir that won actually got $5,000 for their ministry. So you know we had a big responsibility of selecting the right choir for the evening. So let's find out who won. Don't go anywhere.
The first award goes to the crowd favorite. You have texted your vote, Atlanta, and the winner of the VCAS People's Choice Award is y'all ready? We're making noise here. Okay, now who do you think it is? The award goes to Atlanta Perfect Pentecostal!
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Atlanta Pentecostal took home the $5,000. Their new title, the VCAS People Choice Award. Atlanta voted and they won. But let me tell you about Atlanta Pentecostal. They sung in the sanctuary. We lift our hands down the Lord. So, this choir was for real. I'm telling you, not saying that all the choirs were not for real. I'm not saying that. But when this choir came out, what I mean to tell you, they were praising and worshiping God before the lights even came on them, before they even sung their first note. It was a true praise and worship from this choir. Even from a director, so you know whatever pops off from the leadership, it's going to trickle on down to the membership. So, I mean, it was just phenomenal. I just don't know what to say. But, I mean, the choir just sung. They were praising, worshiping God. It might have been a competition to many, but it was praise and worship to them. They was like, God, we're going to give reverence to you first. We're going to praise and worship you first. If you grant us this increase, then yes, we receive it. But it's all about worship, and yes, they did receive it. Now we talked about James Jackson and Atlanta Praise a little earlier. How they claimed the victory. They said Verizon Wireless should go ahead and just write out their check because they're going to win this competition. They were correct. Let me tell you how faith works, ladies and gentlemen. When you claim it, as God says, if you pray for it and you believe that you will receive it, then it shall be yours. It was theirs. They won the small choir category for members sizes 6 to 35. So James Jackson took home money as well. Now, Atlanta Pentecostal had a triple blessing. A lot of favor was on them that night because they took home the award for the Lord's Choir, members 36 to 100. So not only did they win money for the VCAS People's Choice Award, they also won money for being the winner of the category for the Lord's Choir. So now at this point, only one choir can actually represent Atlanta in the finals. Now the finals are, I want to see all of you guys in the house and make sure you tune into Anointed Sounds Radio because I'm going to come back and give you some more information because I will be there. The finals will be at Phillips Arena again here in Atlanta, November 8th. So you need to be in the house. It will be 11 cities being represented, so that's going to be 11 choirs going to be represented that night. So you want to make sure that you're there along with Don Lawrence, who's the tour MC for the event. Marvin Sapp and Hezekiah Walker are the judges, along with other gospel artists who will join them to judge the competition. So make sure you're in the house. Now, the choir that was selected from Atlanta, was Atlanta Pentecostal. So they will be representing Atlanta, Georgia, the region of Atlanta, one of the regional surrounding states, as you want to say, in Atlanta, Georgia, for the final competition, the finals, which will be again November 8th at the Phillips Arena in Atlanta, Georgia. So make sure you get your tickets, get online, do all that great stuff, and get your tickets. The competition is really not that expensive to go. It was like $7 to $10. You need to go on Ticketmaster.com and go order your tickets right now, because I know it's going to be packed with the 11 cities coming in, their choirs. So it's going to be packed. So make sure that you are in the house. So now, for those who want to be able to donate, let me get that out. For those who want to be able to donate their phones, there is a website Verizon Wireless has prepared for us, has created for you to get information about the nonprofit organization Hope Line program. And that's www.verizonwireless.com/Hope Line. Again, for the Hope Line program, on a serious note, www.verizonwireless.com/Hope Line. And I hope that everyone does participate in that. I'd like to thank you so much, listening audience, for tuning to me today. Make sure you always stay tuned to Anointed Sounds Radio, www.anointedsounds.com. Giving you the hits and much, much more with your girl, Elena Sanders. I'm signing out. See you later.
You know he's the reason. You know he's the reason. Yeah. The jam. Oh, yeah. You know he's the reason. Yeah. The jam. Oh,
yeah. First giving all the gospel, but of my life I want to testify a different way. Some of y'all may be used to see this time last week. I was faced with a crisis, when my wrong turned to right and my right turned to wrong. I didn't know where to turn, so I threw up my hands and stole along.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
No matter how I feel, my answer still will be
yes. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Even when I'm going through, I'll lift my hands and say yes.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
He's been so good to me. The least I can say is, yes. Oh,
yes,
now I wanna make it clear.
I can't get it.
bringing you the hits and much, much more, right here on Anointed Sounds, your number one Christian station.